Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Monstrous Radio, take over Tuesday. What's good world out there? You could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, and it's unbelievable. We are the Monstars for the night. Hopefully Jazzy B will be tuning in with us. But yeah, it's take over Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's the only night of the week where you can call in and take over a radio show right about now. We're probably the only place in the world. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable with us tonight. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? Are you about ready for this takeover on a Tuesday? Ain't no telling what can happen. This is live radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, she's born ready. That's right. Mm-hmm. And how you doing today?
Well, yeah. Well, today I'm monstrous. I would like to lie to everybody and say I stay monstrous. I stay in a good mood. I stay on top of the world, but that'd be a lie. You dig? I go through the same shit like everybody else. I got to wake up in the morning. I got to have me some type of motivation. I got to go on social media. I got to find me a motivational video. You dig? I got to find a friend to send me some inspirational words throughout the day. You know what I mean? But today, the world has not got to me. I am monstrous. I'm ready for the takeovers. I don't care what they come with. I'm ready for their ass today. They's not ready for me. Yeah, it is. I'm just saying, I don't think the world is ready for this.
Well, all right now. I like how you sounded today. That's very mastering. You know, big ups. Tell me big ups.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm feeling big right now. So, all right, let's see. What do we got? Okay, we got the weather. Let's see. We got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. What are we marinating on that on our episode for that tonight? I mean, what's going on with that? The who's bumping who, who's getting fat?
You know, we got Sarah Kardashian. We got some court rules. You know, we were talking about America, medical marijuana and our gun laws. We got Jimmy Butler, Marvel comic guy. Ooh, this one's going to be good. I'm going to just say, ooh, that's a good one. That's all I'm going to say. Ooh, that's a good one. Cat Williams, Kiki Wyatt's ex-husband fires back. Ooh, Jaden declares. And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a few.
Okay, so people, let that marinate on you. Matter of fact, tonight, you can be a correspondent of Monstrous Radio Live, because you know we do be everywhere. So if you know something about the stuff we're talking about tonight, on the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, stay tuned with us. If we don't mention the stuff you're talking about, you call in, you'll be a correspondent for tonight, and you will be taking over the radio. It is. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it so we can push down the road and get to all the things that we do around here. I'm going to start tonight out with a remix. You need to change the attitude around here. It's not independent, but it's a remix. This is 50. It's a remix to Disco Inferno on a Takeover Tuesday. DJ E Monster, it's unbelievable.
Let's get it. Let's go. Takeover.
Yeah, so hit us up, 424-243-9649, and press 1 if you're moving.
It ain't to win. Shake that ass. Go. 50 in the house, bounce. Y'all already know what I'm about. The flow sounds sick over Dre drums. Nigga, I ain't stupid, I see Doc. Then my dope come quicker, whoa. Shorty hits is hypnotic, she moves so erotic. Watch, I'm like, bounce that ass, girl. I get it crump in here, I make it jump in here. Front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, so gutter, so ghetto, so hood. So gully, so grimy, what's good? I start the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club with the snug. Don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass. Bounce that ass.
Opener for tonight, Takeover Tuesday. All right, we're about to get into this weather report here in a hot second, brought to you by Miss Unbelievable. So, Takeover Tuesday, like we said, y'all, you can call in, Takeover, and we won't send your ass a bill. You dig? You try to call in tomorrow, Takeover, we gonna send you a bill. But Takeover Tuesday, you can call in. It's your radio show for a hot moment until somebody come take it from you, or I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with something. I don't know, because some of y'all motherfuckers are trying to move in. You dig? I'm just saying, don't be trying to move in. Nobody said bring no boxes. it's unbelievable. What we got for the weather and the monster hotspots tonight?
All right. It looks like Miami, I call it, is sitting at 89. Kansas City is at 37. Los Angeles is at 70. Phoenix is at 65. San Juan is at 87. Dallas is at 39. New York is at 35. Atlanta is at 39 with light rain. New York is 35. Paris is 47, nice night with some fog. London is 47. And Minneapolis is 21. Degrees. I know y'all pausing,
okay.
But when I read the weather,
Bye. It
keep going backwards. I be like, come on, I done that one already. But if we want to talk about it again, okay, I'll go back to it. Then when I try to, you know, do it again, oh, you want to say that one?
No,
again?
We good.
Okay,
we heard
that's
it. No,
cool.
We
good.
No,
we heard it.
Yeah,
okay.
We heard you the first time. We got it.
All
you
right,
sound like the broke ass weather
okay. Phone
over there. You sound like the broke-ass weather
ball
in Minneapolis. Today, it's 54.
You know,
and the same clouds. Tomorrow, it's 33.
It's cold, and I didn't get paid
That's
my food
sound.
Stamps. I'm just saying, it's cold,
you
and y'all
gotta
get
do
my
a good
food
job,
stamps.
You still got to do
saying,
a good job.
I'm saying, but I need to get paid for putting my food stamps. It is Thanksgiving. I may want to sell them for Black Friday. I'm just going to keep it 100.
Wow.
Give me my food stamps.
Well, I just want to say right now, before we open up the lines, anything that's been said on Monsters Radio is by those people that are saying it, and it does not conflict, does not afflict Monsters Radio. We do not buy food stamps and sell them around here. You dig? no, that is of those people responsible for their comments. I'm just saying. So let's go over here and open up the line on Takeover Tuesday. 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello?
Yeah, it's Dirty, man. What's up with you, E?
What's good, Dirty?
Ain't shit, brother. What's ham?
Just another day, you dig? Back at it. You dig? But you don't,
really?
I mean, you sound a little palsy today, bro. You having a bad day?
No, I'm good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be my voice.
Okay.
Shit, but yeah, I'm straight. I'm good.
Okay, cool. And if you good, I'm good, bro. So we good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's take over Tuesday. Let's see. We got the Who's Bumping. Who's Getting Fat coming up. We're going to see if somebody's going to take over. Let's see. I know there's an artist, a DJ. He's supposed to call in. As a matter of fact, I'll put his name out. No, he's going to call in and take over, and he'll tell you his name, because that's what it's all about. It ain't about y'all calling in and promoting yourself. That's all. Just call in. And I might even sing your music for the rest of the whole week if you take over on Tuesday. So let's see, what do I got over here that I could spend on a Takeover Tuesday, whether it's new or independent? I don't know. You feeling something tonight, Miss Unbelievable? It's something you want to hear? I think I know what I want, but I got to find it.
Oh, good Lord. Well, find it, and that may be what I want to hear. but I wasn't,
okay.
I'm just saying. But I'm always down for some Key Sweat, you know. I mean, whatever which one you want to play. Here we go. He want to hear the pedophile. He got some R. Kelly.
No, fuck all that. Do you have R. Kelly on the phone, brother? Do you have the songs on the line? Whatever he's doing behind the mic, I don't much know. But as far as on the mic, I like his shit. Do you have some R. Kelly on the phone, my brother? That's what I need to ask you. You talking about Keith Sweat. Ain't nobody trying to beg for no pussy. Fuck Keith Sweat. We ain't sit there begging for no damn pussy like Keith Sweat. I want some goddamn R. Kelly that got
at
bitches grabbing on his shit on the stage.
It.
I want that.
I mean, I'd rather have it paid for than taken. You know, from young ones.
No, Keith Sweat beg for
younger.
It, baby. He be begging for it. No, he beg for it.
Beg all day? Instead of pedophiling it all day. I'm just saying, beg my...
Yeah, well, I'm talking about on the mic, though. On the mic,
Keith
Sweat beg for it. On the mic, R. Kelly, fuck bitches. It's different. We don't do that. Keith Sweat be begging on the mic. We don't do that. No, on the microphone, Keith Sweat beg for the pussy.
Young one.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
He's a youngin' snatcher. Youngin' snatcher. It don't matter. Youngin' snatcher.
Okay. Wait, not that one. I don't want that one. I think this is a new one right here. I think this is a newer tale. Take over Tuesday.
It's crazy.
How much time you gonna change the data for the pussy? I tell it, just take it.
Do you hear me now? What? She gonna go out with her girls. They gonna get faded. But when she get home, she gonna text me like, nigga, we made it. And I'ma slide through on that ass. Leave the door unlocked for me. Hit it all over the board, Monopoly. That's believe, even when she not with me. That pussy is mine. Facts. And you know it's real. When you ain't gotta ask. Time for Vegas. Live for the moment. One hit of the set. She don't wanna clone it. I've asked it. Dig that pussy. And now I own it. Let me do it how you like it. Going low, 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 low. If I don't know nothing. Girl, I know, 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 know. That pussy is mine. I'ma hit it from behind. Girl, I know the way you're working on me and twerk it. And that's for sure. That pussy is mine. I'ma hit it from behind. You know I love the way you talk dirty to me. Oh, I love the dysfunctional. And I don't care cause I love you so. We forever, baby, forever, baby. Yeah. I got your heart, mind, and your soul. How could you ever let go? It's forever, baby, ever, baby. Oh, oh. That pussy is mine. That pussy is mine. So let's not say too much. Don't mess up the mood. No, no. Yeah. That pussy is mine. That pussy is mine. Hey.
into that body. Girl, you so wet. Call that thing a tsunami. It's mine. Tell me something I don't know. I made a touchdown in that pussy, and now I'm in the end zone. She said, she know what she got and she don't wanna ever let go. And I think she religious, the way she be praying for more. She threw it back like she hiking that booty to me. Putting that work here tonight, I'ma roll in my sleeve. She's fake fiending for that dope and I'm her trap house. Yeah, she know just where to go to get that work out.
That pussy is mine. I'm hitting from behind.
Girl, I know the way you're working on me and twerking. And that's for sure.
Shout. That pussy is mine. Shout. I'm hitting from behind.
Love you know way. I love the way you talk dirty to me. Oh. I love the dysfunctional. And I don't care because I love you so. We forever, baby, forever, baby. Yeah. So let's not say too much, don't mess up the mood. No, no.
Yeah, that pussy is mine, that pussy is mine.
Hey, kiss me when I give it to you, girl.
I have to admit with Jay Dirty now, he wasn't begging. He was singing right through the pussy now. He was singing right through it. He wasn't begging. He wasn't begging. But I think that kind of comes down to where the artists are from, and I think that's sometimes what people don't look at when you're dealing with artists, especially on a one-to-one basis. You know what I mean? Talking about like how Jay Dirty says, I like his music. His lifestyle outside of music ain't got shit to do with him. He just digs the music because, let's keep it 100, until the past year or so, and all the drama started, R. Kelly was the guaranteed panty dropper. You put on some kills and you was fucking. Keep it 100, no matter what you did on the side. You put on some kills, you're fucking. You know? But I think sometimes people don't look at where these artists come from. Like, Keith Sweat, yes, let's keep it 100. He'd be begging for the pussy. Come out, baby. And, you know, he'd be getting played a lot, too. Talking about, you got me twisted. He did. He'd get played, but he's from Connecticut. R. Kelly is from Chicago. Yeah, understand me, there's a difference in the land. Chicago's like, fuck you, bitch, come here. Fuck you, bitch, come here. We're going to do some freaky shit. Golden Shower. You dig? Keith Sweat, I'm something totally different. Yeah, I'm something totally different. So let's listen to some Keith Sweat. Y'all tell us, if, tell me and Jay Dirty if we're wrong. Is Keith just begging for the pussy? Yeah, we're going to figure out. Here goes some new Keith Sweat. Let's see. And let me get this. I should have had all this together before I ran down that. but, Ms. Unbelievable, I mean, can you tell the difference between the regions that artists come from, especially when they're R&B singers?
Absolutely. You can tell by just what they sing about. Like, you can tell, like, when people are from Atlanta. You can tell when they're down south. To when they're on the East Coast, West Coast, and even in the Midwest, because they sing about different things, and they sing about how the women treated them, you know what I'm saying, differently. You know, you can tell down south through morally they sing. Here you could tell they sing, you know, kind of inspirational-like.
Right.
And then East Coast, West Coast is kind of like hardcore and hood. But it's like, but you feel it.
Right. So, all right, y'all. So, here goes some new Keith Sweat. This is him and Cadence Price. This is called Boomerang. Tell us what you think. Is he begging? Is he begging?
Yeah.
This is
music
we play for Wet Wednesday.
Can't stop thinking about you. Last night was crazy. Can we do it again?
Six in the morning, boy, I'm so hungry. Abba, that's all that's driving for you. Love me so long, you put it on me. Now I can't wait, I need a taste of you. Temperature's
your body and ride it in with me. Cause you know just what I'm gonna do. I'ma whisper in your ear and say those freaking things to you. Temperature rise, your body is fire. And I'ma give you all of this love. So come here, baby, let me drive you crazy.
So that's that new Keith Sweat. All right. Miss Unbelievable and Jay Dirty.
I liked that
so
shit, though. I ain't even going to hate no more. I liked that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's off his new album. He just dropped Keith Sweat.
Oh, he just dropped the album?
Yes, bruh. It's super nice.
He's still kicking.
It's super nice. Yes.
He's still
Damn.
Just dropped it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
yes.
He must have got tired of begging and finally found somebody that was with it because his new music was different. Brother, I respect it. I liked that shit, though. That's fine. I liked it.
Right. Yeah, he did come a little different on this one. Like, he got, you know, last week I played, he got this track called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Yeah, dude, he's not playing.
That's
he's
hot.
Picking them.
That's hot.
Yes.
That's hot.
Yes, he got another one. Also, he got another one called Fugo. It has like a reggae feel to it. That's also another hot track.
Okay.
That new Keith Sweat, yeah. That's jumping right there, bro.
I got to respect the new Keith Sweat. That song was fire. I liked that shit. Like, real shit, I liked that. Damn, I'm still going to add that to the playlist. I got to go look that up. That's fire. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't
right.
Got shit on R. Kelly. Seem like you ready, Kelly. Bump and grind. They got shit on Kelly pregnant. They got shit on none of them damn songs, but it's still fire, though. I give you that. But I'm still a Kells fan at the end of the day. I'm sorry.
Right. All right, what do you think of it, Miss Unbelievable?
What?
What'd you think of
what
the track? What'd you think of the track? The Keith Sweat one versus the R. Kelly one.
Keith Sweat.
Well, not versus,
I mean, I'm a Keith Sweat. You know, this is my thing. I've always liked Keith Sweat. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I never really was a big R. Kelly fan from jump. Like, I really just never was. He gave good music. I mean, I would play him, but I'm just not a big, big fan. I just never was. I like his, don't get me wrong. He got some hitters, but I'm just not a biggest fan of R. Kelly. Not because of his personal life. It was just my own personal, he just didn't move me.
R. Kelly
like,
was too
he wasn't
sexual
one of
for
ones
you, huh?
No. No. No, homie. Not at all. I just didn't like him.
Okay.
No.
I'm gonna bring this back up tomorrow. What Wednesday? Well, it's not all. Slow,
that's right. I'm sorry about that. City. Yeah, we down so should have saved that shit for Wednesday, man. I'm sorry about that. It's just the shit was brought up to me. I had to speak on it. My bad. I had to do it. I'm a big R. Kelly fan, man. I'm a big R. Kelly fan. I had to do it. I'm sorry. But I fuck with Keith Sweat, right, too, though. Right. That new song I just heard was fire. But I'm a big R. Kelly fan. It's hard for me to choose a better R&B singer than R. Kelly. It's hard for me, though. I'm a fan. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Right, right. I'm going to open up the lines with you, 651-301. So get ready. You're about to take over on Tuesday. Let's see. I have to be honest. I mean, if we're just getting singers together, let's keep it 100. Keith better not get his ass on that stage. Keith, you make awesome songs, bro. You carry a note very well. But you are no Luther Vandross.
Right.
You are no
Marvin Gaye. No Marvin Gaye.
Why?
No Al Green. Yeah.
Right. So
I love Al Green, by the way. I fought with him a long way.
All right, let's go over here and check in what I call it right quick. See what they on. See if they finna take over. You trying to take over? I ain't trying to be here all night. 651-301. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Yo.
Take over Tuesday.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, guys? This is DJ. This is DJ Super Sport representing Champion Claim Entertainment and affiliated and associated with Illa Gang. And, you know, we're here for a nice little interview. We were contacted by E-Monster, who, you know, number one music and everything. And he asked us to buzz on in on today, Tuesday night and everything, and do a little interview.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Okay,
Illa Gang.
Okay, man. What's up? Well, no, go ahead, bro. It's your time. Go ahead. My bad.
No, it's Illa Gang in the building. You already know it's Illa Gang. Wild Hunters is Illa Gang. So, and we got our other Illa Gang members on their way here, and their names is Illa Gang Chase Moolah, Illa Gang Beasley, and Illa Gang Spaz.
Moolah, Chase Beasley. I said that.
Okay. Okay. I feel like you said Wild Hunters in that. Did you say Wild Hunters?
Yep. Wild Hunters.
That's right.
HUNIDZ. Wild Hunters.
Y'all from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago. And I'm from Low End.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. The guy
I'm from
the building. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was to represent, you know, the city that we live in, St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota, you already know, 651. Yeah, that's one, too. Yeah, that's how we got Illa Gang. We originally, you know, our roots is Illinois, but, you know, Minnesota is where
okay.
we at. But the name is keeping our roots alive, you know what I'm saying, Illa Gang. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit Super Sport up with the question, like, how he met y'all and everything. But first, I want to ask you, so what made y'all do the transition from the Shire to Minneapolis or Minnesota? And what was that transition like?
I mean, we was kids. We weren't too much old. I was about 5 when I left the Cook County area,
okay.
You know. So we moved up to Minnesota. This is where we was raised. But, you know,
as far as the music, when it comes to the music scene,
you know, most definitely, like, we keep it street, we keep it gutter, we keep it where we from, which is Illinois, but you know, we definitely rep in Minnesota, like, where we at, this is where we reside at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me myself, I've made music, you know, all throughout the Midwest and everything, doing my thing and whatnot, and the situations that were per request versus, you know, me just falling and stumbling into something, you know, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy working with these guys, and met them about almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We were on a mixtape project, and the project went over well and everything. And then we continued on for the album. It's Illa Gang by Illa Gang. You can find it on media sales sites. And, you know, we also, you know, we have promotional music on numberonemusic.com/DJ Super Sport, and also on Illa Gang. and the Wild Hunnids on SoundCloud, and also DJ Super Sport at SoundCloud.
Okay. Now, DJ Super Sport, I want to ask you the question, but now everybody, let's keep it one. It's hard to get people to support you when you're an independent artist. Once you start to blow, everybody wants to jump behind you. What was it about these guys right here that made you say, you know what, I got to hook up with these guys, get behind them, and help them do what they do?
They have a unique style of flow. They're transparent, and their substance is very heavy. It hits home every single time. Like I said, you can go check it out for yourself. Please leave a comment, and we'd love to have your support. And
it was also, it was also the mutual work ethic between Champion Claim and Illa Gang, So he seen our work ethic, and he, took it upon himself to partner with us in projects and stuff like that.
Yes, indeed.
And then, ever since then, we just rock with Champion Claim because he's a genuine person, and he's ambitious, and he's about his bread, and he's about his music. He's well-inclined, And he was,
right.
He went some
right.
life. Yeah.
Okay. So how can people connect with you guys on social media?
We got The Authentic Illa Gang for Instagram. You can go to Instagram and type in The Authentic Illa Gang, and you will see that. Then we have Wild.Hunted for Instagram. So you can check out Wild Hunted at Wild.Hunted on Instagram. And then you just type in DJ Super Sport on Instagram as well, and you will see that.
Yep, you can also find me at DJ Super Sport on Twitter. You just at DJ Super Sport, you can find me. It's pretty much branded.
And if y'all want to see visuals of Illa Gang, y'all can go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty visuals.
Lovely 4K videos.
4K shot by Who Is Hot Def. Shout out to Hot Def.
Yeah.
Instagram Who Is Hot Def. Go watch them videos. We just dropped a new one, Ball and Peace. Shot by Hot Def, produced by DJ Super Sport. Everything produced by DJ Super Sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said the song is called Ball and Peace, huh?
Ball and Peace.
Yeah.
By Illa Gang on YouTube.
Okay. Tell us a little bit. What's the song about?
Ball and Peace is basically about. It's self-explanatory. The idea for us is to ball in peace. We we don't want no unnecessary smoke, but we do want the smoke. Speaking of smoke, we got another joint coming out called No Smoke. You can check that out on SoundCloud as well. But a ball in peace, it's just you can hear the flow. The cadences and all of that. The substance, the style, the swag, all that in this song, it gets your day going. It'll motivate you, man. That's for real. Make you want to ball, man. Mm-hmm. Go out there and get it. Get that money. Take care of family and business. Feel me? Ball in peace.
Right. Now, I love how you said in there when you said get that money, take care of family. I didn't hear much after that, but I love how you said that, bro, because it's hard to find people that actually make music of substance and data. All they want to do is make party music, make something just to turn up to whatever, whatnot. But I love how you said that. Make money, take care of that family. You dig? I love that.
Yeah. Well, Wild Hunters just dropped a solo visual also on YouTube titled Cold Here.
Mm-hmm.
With this awesome shot by Who Is Hot Def. Real dope. I'll say it's one of those videos that belong on MTV Jams. It's a real deep visual, and it carry a real deep message.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm going to see if my co-host over here, Miss Unbelievable, she might have a couple questions for y'all. You got some questions for these takeover dudes saying that it's DJ Super Sport Radio? Right now.
You know, not right now, but I'm, you know, interested and, you know, glad to hear, you know, good music is being made by Hometown Talent.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Like I said, welcome to go check us out. You know, even put some tracks in rotation if you feel free to.
Mm-hmm.
It's there at that site, and
we got to shout out our new artist that we signed to Ella Gang, which is Chase Moolah and Beasley.
Yes, indeed.
And Chase Moolah just dropped a new visual also on YouTube titled Bundles, featuring myself, Wild Hunters. You know, they some heavy spitters. They some young guys, and they hungry. They hungry for this music. You know, they from the East Coast, which is Connecticut, DT, Hartford. Check them out, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like to say, y'all playing a pretty nice selection. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I gotta start listening to you guys a little more often. I'm the real.
Oh yeah. Thanks, bud. From DJ to DJ, thank you, bud. You dig? But yeah, you know, that's how people get spins around here. The more you tune in, share the post, have people every now and then call in and request the music, you know what I mean? And we like a small promo team for you. You dig? At no charge. All we ask is sweat equity. You share our stuff, and you know what I mean? We got it. So, you know, DJ Super Sports, so you got to keep us informed on the new tracks they got coming out, you know, any shows they got going on, anything they got going on, you got to keep us at Monsters Radio informed so we can let the rest of the people know. It is.
Okay, no doubt. Hey, most definitely check us out on www.djsupersport.com and also www.championclaimentertainment.com. We got it on lock.
And we've been here. It's been a long grind.
That's what's up. Sometimes you got to put that out there, you know? Because sometimes people are like, oh, all these newbies today. No, it's that we put in work. We've been here. 10 toes down, you know? So check us out.
Yeah. And we repping the Twin Cities heavy. Like, you know, it ain't like. This is our destiny. The Twin Cities is where we at. You know, so that's where we from, and that's where we at. And we trying to, you know, make St. Paul, STP, rise up, man. So this is our story. You know what I mean?
I've been making beats and stuff, you know, before I even transferred to Central and start going to school in advanced studio class with DMG. So that's how real it is. So let them make a little curiosity to you and check us out.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, people, y'all got to do the history. He just dropped something on y'all. He said DMG. If you're from the Twin Cities and you don't know DMG, you're not really from the Twin Cities. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Check it out. This right here is Chance the Rapper, one of his new tracks. This is called Walla Cam. He's a Superboy, a boy. Super BWE, however you say his name, get it? Monsters Radio, take over Tuesday. Online radio with the world.
Walla Cam, 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 Walla Cam.
Like a friend. some head, but I'm low-key guillotine. Police watching me like I'm low-key new TV, like I'm serving 20 beats, like I low-key used to be. Over the seas with my girl, cause she overachieving. Don't put nobody over her thing. Love my life, shorty ride my face like Spike. I'm a beater like Mike, not I. My slip bro shit online. I might spend all you made all year, all night. On my bust some bands up, or fuck your mans up. On my bust some bands up, or switch the plan up. Lead the country life right now, shit.
Yeah, so that's Chance the Rapper, Wallace Cam from the Twin Cities. We got mad love for the shy y'all around here. I swear we do. It is. So, all right, let me see. Takeover Tuesday. Oh, here's something that's going on you guys might need to know about. I believe it's coming up this Sunday, Miss Unbelievable. There's a guy from the Twin Cities. If you guys know who TJ Richardson is, he did a documentary. I was actually in his first documentary on the Twin Cities. He's doing a movie now, and he's actually doing a scene where he's got guys redoing Jodeci, Forever My Lady. And you would not believe who made the motherfucking cut.
Oh, boy.
That would be you.
Yes, you would not believe who made the motherfucking cut. So most of the week I will be practicing and rehearsing this Jodeci song.
No.
Yeah.
Huh. Get the fuck out of here. Go ahead now with yourself. What you doing? You gonna do some Jodeci shit, bro?
You gonna be some Jodeci, like
do the damn thing now, bro. Go ahead now, goddamn it! Don't fuck up.
What
don't fuck up, though. Dude, you don't fuck up. Don't fuck up.
Oh shit!
Woo!
So if you're from the Twin Cities, I think it might be an open event. So make sure you connect with me and Ms. Unbelievable on social media, and we'll get you the information on where it's going down. I don't really know if I want people to be there. I think I'm going to have to be, what was his name? Dalvin. What was his name? Dalvin, the one that wore the glasses, the
Dalvin.
Producer that didn't do
it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You doing your sit-up, brother? You doing your sit-up? You got baby oil in your house?
Like how they was, bro.
You got baby oil?
Now, yep, I got all that. I'm good, bro. Believe me, I'm good. If we're going off of Jodeci back then, when
go
I was
ahead,
smoking, I'm good. I got this.
So you got
a
little pocket-sized
no
thing of baby oil, and you doing your sit-ups. Go ahead, brother. Goddamn it, do your thing,
so
bro.
Is.
Go ahead, now.
Mm-hmm. Get my mosquito sexy fizzle on. Get it? I'm just saying.
Real stick, yellow.
So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, what do we got in the who's bumping who and who's getting set for tonight? What's going down? Drama.
Okay, remember I was talking to you guys recently about Kiki White, you know, putting her little husband on blast, you know, saying, you know, we was calling her crazy and all that. Well, Michael Ford claps back. He said he plans to sue her for defamation of character. Kiki White has been spilling the beans about Michael Ford walking out on their marriage. Ford released a statement debunking her claims and plans to sue her for defamation of character. According to TMZ, Ford stated that White is spinning a web of lies in the video. Ford said, it's funny how she used her platform to uplift herself and play the victim role. It's wrong. It's all lies. He added, divorce didn't get filed till February of 2018. That was after their son was battling cancer and was medically cleared in remission. Then he spoke about why his current marriage to, oh boy, I just hope and pray that he knew a week before they got married, she was in court October 9th trying to stay married to me. Last week, Wyatt revealed she had remained and dished on her messy divorce from Ford. She claimed he left her while she was pregnant and while her child was in the hospital, a 14-year-old child laying in the bed dying that I gave birth to. She also added that Ford called her an emotional toxic wreck during their messy divorce. No, nigga, you are toxic and you are emotional wreck, she retorted. I was 8 months pregnant and I was hormonal and I thought I wanted something that wasn't for me. So they clapping back at each other. Clap, clap.
Now, there's a piece in there that kind of goes back to last week, Comic Cafe. Now, I'm not saying whether anybody's right or wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm pressing a point that I'm trying to make from last week that we had. If you missed the show, go back, check the archives. I believe it's Comic Cafe. Check the archives. You can listen 24/7, 365. But a good thing she said, most people would have just looked at it at when she put, oh, he left me. I was pregnant. Our daughter was 14. I'm not trying to downplay that by any way by saying this. I'm just trying to say it in a lady's voice, a soft lady's voice. So I'm not playing that's a tragic that the child was in the hospital and that, you know, their situation went that way. But imagine what he had to be going through to walk away from a woman who was pregnant with his child and their 14-year-old kid was in the hospital. What were you actually doing saying to this man to make him jump off a bridge at that moment? Not jump off a bridge, but you get what I'm saying, jump out the relationship at that moment. She came back and clearly said, yeah, I was emotional. I was hormonal. I was this, I was that. So obviously she knows she took it to a level she probably shouldn't have took it to. But that's a perfect example. People always like to play the victim, but you don't know what that person did to the next person to cause them to do that reaction. You did? So.
Okay,
I mean,
but to me, there's still no excuse. There ain't no excuse for being disrespectful. There's no excuse of being, you know, hormonal or not. There's respect that has to be given, period. You know what I'm saying? We women keep blaming, you know, our emotional abuse towards others as hormonal. We got to stop that. It's our choice. We're choosing to be assholes, and we want everybody to accept that shit. We got to get off that.
Fall
we got to be ladies.
Right.
We got to be respectful.
Fall
and we got to understand that, you know, we can't even be like that. Forget that. Stop excusing our shit. Stop excusing our shit. And then you men stand up and say, hey, I ain't taking this no more. I'm out. And then we got to accept, okay, Dad, what did I do for that man to be out like he was saying, DJ Musta? You know what I'm saying? We can't no longer play the victim to our mess. That's our mess. And we can't keep wanting everybody to be in our mess and think that they are supposed to keep accepting it. No, stop being messy, grow the fuck up, and then be the lady and the queen that you're supposed to be. Stop it. I'm so sick of
talk
us
playing
the hormonal. Fuck that.
Talk
we
that
hormonal
shit,
now.
Man. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's
that
an excuse
shit.
To want to
yes.
get over. We can't. We gotta stop getting over.
Right.
Cause then we ain't gonna grow if we keep trying to get over. We ain't growing. We stand in the same muck, and then everybody all around us is all sad and tiptoeing around us because we hormonal. Stop that. No, you just being an asshole. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Right. You're a smart woman. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Right.
So, all right. What else we got tonight, Mama?
You know, I love me some Cat Williams, y'all. I do. So whenever there's a cat story. So, you know how Cat was talking about how much money he got and how much, you know, he got over these. Well, of course he does if he ain't paying them damn taxes. Cat reportedly received a $300,000 lien for unpaid taxes. Another large bill issued out by Uncle Sam. And the latest recipient of the bill is comedian Cat Williams. According to the Blast, Cat owes the Georgia Department of Revenue some unpaid taxes money from 2015 and 2016. The publication details the amount, which are astronomical, for a grand total of $3K. The amount is nothing compared to Rick's, who paid off $1 million, you know, that cleared his nil $6 million lien. But Cat's amount is technically less than $300K, but the total amount includes $29K for interest, $42K for penalties, and $39K in collection fees. Man, Cat will also be required to cough up another chunk of cash since a judge has ordered an upcoming hearing that will determine the amount he has to pay Tyrell Williams, the man Cat punched in the face three times back in 2016. Tyrell was posting a video of Cat to his social media when Cat came for him and smashed his phone out of his hand. Tyrell cited mental and physical pain and is simply looking for compensation for his suffering.
That's some pussy-ass shit right there, though. They sued Cat for that shit. That's some pussy-ass shit, though. That's some pussy-ass shit.
Sued
him. That he sued him?
That's some pussy-ass shit. Cat little as fuck. You couldn't have beat his ass. That's some pussy-ass shit, though. You gonna sue this little short-ass man? That's some pussy-ass shit, though. For smashing your camera, though, that's some pussy-ass shit, brother. Cat little as shit, bro. I'd have choked it. That's some pussy-ass shit. Like, so fuck you. In court with a little short-ass man like that, that's crazy. You gonna sue him? You should have beat the hell out of that little motherfucker smashing your shit. That's some pussy-ass shit right there, bro. I don't believe in that suing shit. That's some pussy-ass shit right there, brother. Fuck life. That's crazy.
Oh,
and he's little as fuck.
Well,
what are they doing? Right. It had to be a white guy. Was that a white guy that sued him?
It doesn't say.
It had to be.
But Tyrell don't sound white.
Let's keep it 100 though. In today's age, that's what most people is after, a payday.
Absolutely.
They're after a payday more than they
but
are.
But
that
making pussy ass shit though. I wouldn't sue nobody to get paid. I beat the hell out of them, sure. I'd probably have to pay them something, but I wouldn't sue no rich motherfucker if we got in the damn scuffle, though. Like, that's some whole ass shit. I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror the next day if I sued a rich motherfucker because we got into an altercation. I wouldn't be able to respect myself as a man after that. Like, this motherfucker, just because he's rich, don't mean the altercation that we just had ain't got shit to do with his money. I just wanted to put hands on him. So, shit, if I did all that, I ain't finna take it to court.
Right.
Matter of fact, I hope he wouldn't take me to court either. I hope we could just squash it right there and then just see each other on the back street, though. I don't believe in all that goddamn suing and shit. That's why I don't fuck with Hollywood, man. They crazy over there. Always suing some goddamn body. Fuck that.
Yep, that's how they get down, though. That's how they get their come up.
That ain't how
it works.
Hold on, I say it like this, though. I say it like this. I'm on the other side of the stick than Jay Dirty on this one. One, I ain't trying to go to jail because I know if I start fighting with somebody, it's going to get real ugly. So I'm the type of person I'm going to sue. If they let Paris Hilton even shoulder nudge me walking past me on the sidewalk, I'm going to fall out. I'm going to have a seizure. I'm going to be just like, you know, people get arrested. Ow, 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 ow. That's me. $100,000. You talk to me, awesome. You pussy ass motherfucker. Oh, ow, 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 ow. I'm finna sue you. Show ass. Say something funny to me on Twitter. Ow, 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 ow. I'm finna sue your ass. I'm just a little
crazy
pussy motherfucker who needs some money.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I just beat a felony charge. I just went to jail in September though. I just got arrested for that violent shit. I got out of that shit though and all that, bro, but I got arrested in September, late September, like the 23rd, I think, for beating up my cousin. Mm-hmm. Though. I fucked him up, though, had him bleeding and all that, and the police came and arrested me. You know what I'm saying? So I done went through all that recently, and I'm like, shit, man, me, my cousin grown though. Like, shit, we two grown men. This motherfucker getting disrespectful though. I put my goddamn hands on him. I bust him up. Now I gotta go to jail. See, I don't agree with shit like that. I'm sorry. I don't like that kind of shit.
Did he press charges? Did he call the police, or did the police just come?
No, bro. My own auntie called him on me. My own family got me arrested. All like, cause I beat him up. Yeah, that was foul. It was some foul shit.
Could you
I was like, fuck
bad,
you, nobody.
You probably
yeah, no. I mean,
bad.
I seen the pictures. I seen the pictures though, like that. Yeah, I seen the pictures. I mean, his shit was fucked off, bro. Like, it was bad. I don't really remember doing half of it, but the pictures was bad. And I put a damn knife to his throat and poked his. I poked him in the neck with a knife. Like, I had it in his neck, and it apparently it cut him real bad. So yeah, that shit was bad, bro. It was bad.
Ooh.
I'm just. I'm glad you're still here. You know what? Just to keep it safe, we're going to keep it moving. God damn.
I got one to talk about. Okay, y'all. Okay, we're going to give honor to Stanley for dying, but then I got one that we're going to talk about tomorrow because we got 3 minutes, but I got to put it out there. It's Wet Wednesday.
A lot can happen in 3 minutes, baby.
3 minutes. And it's going to take us longer than 3 minutes to have this conversation. So right now, here's big ups to Stan Lee, the phenomenal thing that he put for Marvel Comics, The Legend Dies. Okay, now get ready. Y'all ready for this?
This 3 minutes ticket.
No, listen. When the D2B woman sues ex-boyfriend claiming, and I'm laughing because, Dirty, you said this, claiming his large penis stretched her vagina. As I
said. I was waiting when that shit was going to be illegal, man. That ain't right to do that shit to women, dog.
Wait,
I was waiting for that shit to become illegal.
No, you don't bust up
pussy. You don't do that.
Hey, listen.
You don't do
this
that.
This is for tomorrow. This is for tomorrow, Dirty. This is for tomorrow.
All right, don't get me started, goddammit.
We marinated
on it
tonight. We just marinated.
All right, I'm going to marinate. I'm sorry. We're going to marinate.
29-year-old Slindale filed a lawsuit on her ex-boyfriend, Mugo, claiming that his abnormal long penis stretched her vagina.
Fuck,
like, what? She's from Zimbabwe. And said that her vagina was tight before she met her ex, 37, in 2016. However, she told the Zimbabwe Mail that she ended the relationship in May after his penis stretched her too much. She said no man can literally fill the gap her ex left. It has now not been confirmed how big his penis actually is.
Her.
She now wants
her
to have
again?
Reconstructive surgery, which costs a massive $150,000 and is taking him to court in order to pay the fees. She has
what's
yet
her
to
name
speak
again?
About the bizarre lawsuit and no word on the actual size of his manhood. And her name was Slidell.
Shout out Adele, baby. We love you. Shout out Adele.
So we're going to put that on for tomorrow. His large penis stretches her vagina, and now she cannot be fulfilled.
God bless her spirit.
We
love Adele. Shout out to you. Yeah, shout out.
Ooh.
Like, that's terrible. Ooh. Terrible stuff.
All right. She said reconstruction. They
got to
rebuild her pussy with vibranium.
God, you see how much she said
it cost? Y'all, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
You threw the price
tomorrow.
Out there. I was just saying, that was a big ass price tag you put on that. God damn it. How much you said it cost?
$150,000.
God damn.
So, he
blew that bitch out the water.
Hey. Save your comments
for
that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I
tomorrow.
Got plenty. I'm gonna be here.
You gotta be ready to go.
I'm be
here. Read it again. And we'll all have the conversations of reconstruction, the stretching of having
oh,
no
man.
Walls.
Oh, yeah, right, Miss Unbelievable, right. Before we go, I got to say this. I sent you a damn friend request a couple of days ago. The name is Solo Dolo. You accepted it. I just want you to know that's me. I know it's a different name and shit, but this is me, the white dude, Solo Dolo, that sent you the request. You accepted it. That's me. I know it's not dirty.
I figured
because
I'm
mostly
white folks. I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
a good
all right,
guy.
Respect
the
that.
The
yeah, you can't really trust them like that. They foul for real sometimes. But yeah, that's me though on the line. That was me.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
well,
me. I ain't no cop or nothing like that. You gotta relax.
Like,
I'm not the police.
Minute, this is. I said, oh,
yeah,
that's
I'm
the white
the
guy. Okay, that's the white guy to be talking shit on the radio. Okay, he's friends with E. Okay, we can put him on.
I was just checking because, you know, it wasn't the same name, and I want you to know I ain't no police. I didn't send you a friend. I'm not the police. Sent you a friend request. You gotta relax.
Oh, I ain't scared of police.
Listen,
I work with
them. That might have to be Comic Cafe, because that's a flux on social media, and we'll call that segment "Who Sent You?" You did? I mean, have you got a friend in somebody
yeah.
you really don't know, and you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Like I've got some, and it's a federal agent number. Wait, what?
That ain't fair though because I get a lot of porn stars because I watch a lot of porn. The phones be knowing, bro. The phones be knowing. I watch a lot of porn on my phone. The phones be damn knowing, and I watch one porn video on Pornhub, and all of a sudden I get three damn firm requests from some butt naked bitches on Facebook. They be knowing though. That shit is scaring me.
Well,
they be knowing. They
it.
Be knowing.
Your phone connects it to what you watch the most. So,
yeah.
Like if you watch like inspirational stuff, they'll like pump out inspirational stuff. If you watch porn, they'll
yep.
pump out porn, and they be like, you may know this person,
yeah.
or you may know this person. I be like,
yeah,
I don't know none of y'all motherfuckers. What? Hold on.
I was
who
just trying to bust a nut and they did that. It was scary. It was scary. Like they knew I was watching
yeah,
it. I was like, damn, we can't even
yeah,
have privacy no more. Jesus.
Yeah, that's part of that thing with the Privacy Act that they was talking about with Facebook and all the social media and shit like that. That's what it's all about. When they see you watch certain things, now they send you things that are related to those to try to solicit you either to buy a service or whatever, whatever. But that's what that's all about. So, that's why you got to be careful about who you accept invites from. Tell the motherfucker to follow you. Don't be afraid to say that. Say, I don't know you. You ain't my friend. That's a special list. Follow me for a while. Talk to me. Then you can be my motherfucking friend. It is. Don't just be letting anybody.
Yeah.
Like he said, there's sometimes, man, my page is private. A lot of people hate that. A lot of bigger people in the industry, they don't like I keep my page private, but I do it for a reason. I keep it to keep filter my fans, the people I fuck with, from spammers. I used to get a lot of heavy shit with porn stars and porn shit and posting on my page and posting in the thing and say, like, I drop a link for Monstrous Radio. Here goes somebody posting porn in it, and I don't know it until after the show is over and I go back and look at the link to see if anybody commented. It is. So that's why I have my page on private, so can't just anybody filter through my stuff. Or also say, like, you guys are my friends. Because my page was wide open, the people, they would try to run down my friends list and add all you guys. Now, you got to deal with the bullshit, and you added them because it says me and them are friends. Oh, he know E, he must be cool. Boom.
Uh-huh.
No. So, yeah, so that would be Comic Cafe. Who sent you? That would be Comic Cafe. So that's our show. We went overtime, Takeover Tuesday. I think it was a good one tonight. I think we got funny. We had somebody take over the show. You guys really make me want to go look them up and really go check out their music and see what they got going on. Big shout out to DJ Super Sport for actually pulling through. I reached out to him today. He actually called in and did his thing. So if you have an artist that needs exposure, we're here in the Twin Cities, but we do have a global base. It's not the biggest global base in the world, but we do have people that listen to us globally. So make sure you hit us up. You can hit us up during the day. Make sure you get on monsterusradio@gmail.com or hit me up on social media, and we'll make that happen. So, all right, any last words out of you two?
Hell no.
Hey, take over somebody's bed tonight. It's Takeover Tuesday. Make it happen for you, Captain. Out.
Okay, and on that note, I just want to say right now, disclaimer, we are not responsible for any internet babies that are made during Monstrous Radio when they are any other night. We do not pay child support for them. Not in our budget.
Cyber babies.
And we out.
Thank you for listening. We love you. Love. Peace.